D60, Shashtyamsha Principles, Kantaka. Kantaka, meaning thorn, symbolizes the unavoidable irritations, obstacles, and discomforts that provoke awareness, adjustment, and refinement. Within the D60 chart, this influence points toward a soul's karmic work of confronting and highlighting flaws, both personal and systemic, through sharp perception and necessary challenge. Individuals with planets placed in Kantaka are tasked with addressing imperfections, often acting as catalysts for needed but uncomfortable change. The nature of Kantaka imparts qualities of critical acuity, realism, persistence, and the ability to withstand friction. These individuals often embody the force that notices what is misaligned, broken, or unjust, refusing to simply smooth things over for the sake of comfort. Their presence frequently acts as a prick to the conscience or systems around them, stirring reflection, course correction, and eventually improvement, even if initially resisted. Talent-wise, Kantaka natives possess keen analytical skills, sharp observation, a problem-solving mindset, and the courage to speak uncomfortable truths. They excel in areas requiring detailed scrutiny, flaw detection, error correction, and systemic reform. Their talents often come alive in roles that demand vigilance, quality control, investigative skill, or strategic troubleshooting, where the capacity to notice small issues before they escalate is invaluable. Professionally, individuals influenced by Kantaka find natural alignment in auditing, investigation, journalism, surgery, editing, compliance enforcement, security, and legal fields. Anywhere that identifying and addressing potential issues before they worsen is critical. They may also thrive as critics, advisors, or reformers, where their incisive feedback leads to greater strength, clarity, or justice. Challenges for Kantaka natives include tendencies toward hypercriticism, cynicism, or becoming overly combative. Their sharpness, if not balanced by tact and empathy, can isolate them or create unnecessary conflict. They may struggle with bitterness if they focus only on what is wrong, losing sight of the good that also exists. Learning to offer criticism as a form of service rather than attack, and knowing when to step back and allow processes to unfold, is essential to their evolution. The archetypal resonance of Kantaka aligns with the critic, challenger, or truth-teller archetype. Mythologically, it recalls figures who refuse to allow corruption, decay, or incompetence to go unnoticed, acting as thorns in the side of the complacent. Psychologically, Kantaka represents the part of the self that questions, tests, and provokes growth by refusing to accept imperfection without response. At their highest expression, Kantaka natives become catalysts for true refinement and excellence. They teach that discomfort is not an enemy, but a necessary companion to growth, and that facing flaws with courage is what leads to genuine strength and integrity. Their journey is to embody the principle that a well-placed thorn can save a great forest by waking it up before it falls to disease. D60 Shashtyamsha Principles, Sudha Nectar. Sudha, meaning nectar, symbolizes sweetness, nourishment, healing, and the vitalizing forces that sustain life and hope. Within the D60 chart, this influence points toward a soul's karmic mission to bring joy, restoration, and positive energy into the world. Individuals with planets placed in Sudha are natural carriers of grace, kindness, and rejuvenation, destined to uplift, heal, and inspire wherever they go. The nature of Sudha imparts qualities of gentleness, compassion, optimism, and a life-affirming spirit. These individuals often radiate an aura of trustworthiness, serenity, and emotional warmth, offering others a taste of hope and comfort even during difficult times. Their presence naturally soothes tensions, heals emotional wounds, and fosters environments of peace, creativity, and quiet renewal. Talent-wise, Sudha natives possess strong healing abilities, creative expression, nurturing communication, and the power to uplift morale. They often excel in caregiving roles, the arts, counseling, or any field where emotional nourishment and encouragement are essential. Their talents include emotional intelligence, aesthetic refinement, motivational speaking, healing arts, and the ability to turn even small interactions into experiences of positivity and inspiration. Professionally, individuals influenced by Sudha thrive in healthcare, counseling, education, hospitality, creative arts, and humanitarian fields. They may be found as doctors, therapists, teachers, artists, musicians, chefs, or public speakers, anywhere their gentle, nurturing energy can be shared widely. They may also excel in roles tied to community building, wellness initiatives, or holistic healing, restoring vitality and trust in communities and individuals alike. Challenges for Suda natives include the risk of idealism, over-sacrifice, emotional vulnerability, or escapism. Their natural inclination to nurture can sometimes leave them drained if boundaries are not respected. They may also be prone to disillusionment if the world fails to match their innate sweetness. Learning to balance giving with self-care and maintaining hope without losing discernment is key to their soul's growth. The archetypal resonance of Suda aligns with the healer, caregiver, and muse archetypes. Mythologically, it recalls the divine nectar Amrita, the elixir of immortality that restores and revitalizes the gods, or the nurturing figures in myth who, through love and gentleness, heal the wounds of heroes and ordinary souls alike. Psychologically, Suda represents the part of the self that believes in healing, beauty, and the redemptive power of kindness. At their highest expression, Suda natives embody unconditional positivity and healing influence. They remind others that even in a fractured world, there remains a sweetness that cannot be corrupted, a nectar that renews the heart, uplifts the weary, and inspires hope. Their journey is to pour forth their gifts wisely, nurturing others without losing themselves, and becoming luminous wells of life-affirming strength and beauty. Shashtiyamsha principles, Amrita, nectar of immortality. Amrita, meaning nectar of immortality, symbolizes eternal vitality, healing, spiritual rejuvenation, and the transcendence of suffering. Within the D60 chart, this influence points toward a soul's karmic role as a bringer of renewal, hope, and spiritual nourishment to both themselves and others. Individuals with planets placed in Amrita carry an innate essence of resilience, compassion, and timeless wisdom, offering restoration wherever life's battles have left scars. The nature of Amrita imparts qualities of deep emotional healing, forgiveness, compassion, optimism, and an uncanny ability to regenerate inner strength even after profound loss or hardship. These individuals often act as living wells of support, inspiring faith in life's goodness and infinite possibilities. Their journey naturally involves rising above suffering, embodying the spirit of eternal hope, and nurturing the revival of vitality in themselves and those around them. Talent-wise, Amrita natives possess powerful abilities in healing arts, emotional restoration, creative inspiration, and spiritual teaching. They often excel in fields that require nurturing wounded spirits, rekindling optimism, and fostering inner transformation. Their talents include counseling, holistic medicine, spiritual mentoring, compassionate leadership, creative expression, especially music, poetry, and art that heals, and the ability to act as peacemakers in divided or hurt communities. Professionally, individuals influenced by Amrita find fulfillment in healing professions, alternative medicine, wellness industries, teaching, spiritual guidance, hospitality, and any work that involves rejuvenating the body, mind, or soul. They thrive in roles that call for compassion, renewal, and the nurturing of long-term well-being. They may also be drawn to the arts, where their creativity becomes a balm for collective wounds, or humanitarian fields, where their ability to inspire hope is most needed. Challenges for Amrita natives include the risk of emotional overextension, naivety, and the tendency to give without boundaries. Their yearning to heal and uplift can sometimes make them vulnerable to exploitation or emotional exhaustion. They may also struggle with maintaining their own vitality if they focus too much on others' healing without nurturing their inner reserves. Learning discernment, boundary setting, and self-renewal is crucial for them to sustain their gifts over time. The archetypal resonance of Amrita aligns with the healer, sage, and eternal optimist archetypes. Mythologically, it evokes the celestial nectar of the gods that grants immortality and restores strength, or divine figures like Dhanvantari, the physician of the gods, who brings both physical and spiritual healing. Psychologically, Amrita represents the inner spring of eternal hope, the soul's remembrance of its divine origin, and the indestructible core that persists through every loss and rebirth. At their highest expression, Amrita natives become fountains of rejuvenation in a weary world. They teach that no matter how deep the wounds of life, there exists within each being a nectar of immortality, an unbreakable spirit capable of love, joy, and renewal. Their journey is to embody this living nectar, restoring vitality wherever despair has taken root, and reminding all souls that true life is sustained not by power or possessions, but by the eternal current of compassion and hope. D60, Shashtyamsha Principles, Purnachandra. Purnachandra, meaning full moon, symbolizes emotional fullness, spiritual illumination, and the radiance of a heart and mind in harmony with the greater cycles of life. Within the D60 chart, this influence points toward a soul's karmic journey of embodying completeness, offering nurturing light to others, and achieving fulfillment through emotional wisdom and creative expression. Individuals with planets placed in Purnachandra are destined to become beacons of inspiration, empathy, and artistic brilliance. The nature of Purnachandra imparts qualities of emotional richness, intuitive sensitivity, maturity, and a profound sense of inner and outer beauty. These individuals often experience life with deep feeling, yet have the gift of channeling that emotional depth into creative or nurturing acts that elevate others. Their lives tend to revolve around fulfilling emotional, artistic, or spiritual destinies, bringing what was once incomplete into wholeness, both within themselves and in the world around them. Talent-wise, Purnachandra natives possess exceptional abilities in emotional intelligence, artistic creation, storytelling, teaching, and spiritual guidance. They shine brightly in any field where empathy, inspiration, and a mature understanding of human emotions are vital. Their talents often manifest through writing, music, visual arts, healing arts, counseling, public speaking, or any role that requires connecting deeply with the collective emotional currents and translating them into forms that heal, educate, or inspire. Professionally, individuals influenced by Purnachandra thrive in creative fields, education, therapy, psychology, spiritual leadership, community building, and any domain where the nurturing of human potential is key. They may be artists whose work touches deep emotional chords, counselors who help others find peace and closure, or teachers who guide others toward the full blossoming of their talents and souls. Challenges for Purnachandra natives include emotional oversensitivity, idealism, or an overwhelming desire for perfection in themselves or others. Their deep attunement to emotional rhythms can make them prone to mood swings, romanticization of the past, or disappointment when reality does not live up to their inner vision. Learning to balance emotional intensity with practical grounding and embracing imperfection as part of the full human experience is vital to their growth. The archetypal resonance of Purnachandra aligns with the artist, teacher, and sage archetypes. Mythologically, it echoes the fullness of Soma, the moon god, whose nourishing light sustains both gods and mortals, or the archetype of the enlightened one who shares their luminous understanding with the world. Psychologically, Purnachandra represents the soul's yearning for wholeness, its radiant empathy, and its ability to light the darkness not with blinding force, but with gentle, steady brilliance. At their highest expression, Purnachandra natives serve as reflections of the universe's deep emotional wisdom. They teach that fulfillment comes not from clinging to the fleeting, but from embracing the tides of life with grace, creativity, and compassion. Their journey is to shine as full moons in the lives of others, offering light, emotional nourishment, and a reminder that true completeness comes from living fully, feeling deeply, and sharing one's inner radiance freely with the world. D60, Shashtyamsha Principles, Vishadagda, Burnt by Sorrow. Vishadagda, meaning burnt by sorrow, symbolizes the soul's deep engagement with pain, grief, and emotional purification through suffering. Within the D60 chart, this influence points toward a karmic path where sorrow becomes the crucible for wisdom, resilience, and profound compassion. Individuals with planets placed in Vishadagda are destined to experience deep emotional challenges, yet through these trials, they gain unmatched depth, insight, and healing power. The nature of Vishadagda imparts qualities of emotional depth, inner toughness, reflective wisdom, and a strong drive toward healing and transcendence. These individuals are often intimately familiar with life's darker shades, loss, betrayal, hardship. But instead of being defeated, they are shaped into vessels of greater empathy and strength. Their very being carries a soft gravity, silently assuring others that pain can be survived, understood, and ultimately transformed. Talent-wise, Vishadagda natives possess exceptional emotional intelligence, resilience, counseling abilities, creative depth, and the gift of guiding others through loss and rebirth. Their talents often emerge in psychology, grief counseling, writing, art, music, and spiritual guidance, areas where pain must be acknowledged and transformed into something meaningful. They have the rare ability to sit with suffering without flinching and to help others find light after their own devastating losses. Professionally, individuals influenced by Vishadagda thrive in fields that require emotional endurance and the ability to support others through crisis: psychotherapy, palliative care, trauma counseling, humanitarian work, the arts, especially poetry, literature, and music, dealing with deep emotions, or spiritual mentorship. They often find themselves drawn toward work that others shy away from, dealing with death, sorrow, addiction, or profound psychological healing. Challenges for Vishadagga natives include the risk of lingering too long in grief, internalizing sorrow into cynicism or melancholy, and struggling to maintain hope. They may experience emotional fatigue, vicarious trauma, or feelings of isolation due to the depth of their emotional experiences. Learning to process sorrow without becoming consumed by it, and nurturing their own sources of joy and vitality, is crucial for their long-term well-being. The archetypal resonance of Vishadagda aligns with the wounded healer, the hermit, and the sage archetypes. Mythologically, it recalls figures like Chiron, the immortal centaur wounded yet unable to die, who turned his suffering into a path of healing for others. Psychologically, Vishadagda represents the part of the self that knows deep sorrow intimately, yet chooses to transform it into compassion, wisdom, and enduring strength. At their highest expression, Vishadagda natives become profound sources of healing and inspiration. They teach that sorrow, while inevitable, is not the end of the story. It is the soil from which deeper love, wisdom, and transformation can grow. Their journey is to embody the truth that the heart, though burned by grief, can emerge purer, stronger, and infinitely more compassionate, becoming a quiet light for all those who still struggle to find their way through darkness.